Dis nou 12 minute oor 8 and as promised we are chatting now to Alderman Felicity Purchase. Due to the pandemic, most of us had to change the way we work, and with that we created our own normal automatically, and this meant that the roads were so much quieter, which Cape Town needed after battling with bad congestion for so long. So good morning to MACO committee member for transport for the city of Cape Town, Alderman Felicity Purchase. Are you well?
Well, thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the show. So we're going to find out, you know, something about maybe a better way forward. So my question is, the city's transport directorate has decided to investigate entrenching this new normal as a more fixed way so that our roads are not as busy. So what's the latest regarding this?
Is that we can work from home if we have the right kind of tools like IT systems. And therefore we would encourage people, and we're encouraging it amongst our own staff, that where they can, they work from home. So it's not always possible. For example, in our department we have 406 people working from home and 408 actively on the coal face. So while not all will come to work, it doesn't mean that they have to be at work 9 to 5, so to speak, but they could come in later and avoid the peak, and therefore it would ease congestion across the system. And then there are any negotiations we have discussed with the Chamber of Business and other organisations. So I've spread this message out to shorten the score or take the impact out of that peak in the morning.
Absolutely. I think it'll make, you know, the roads much less congested if many, many people can simply work from home where it is possible, as you just said. But besides the obvious benefit, which is less people on the already busy roads, what are the other advantages we as commuters can look forward to?
So I think that as commuters, we've got this completely new sense of health and hygiene and safety, self-preservation in terms of public transport. There's the sanitation of all as they enter the public transport, either the bus stops or the public transport interchanges, the taxi rank. There's also the wearing masks, of course. I think for public transport, where people are in such confines, is essential. But there's also the sort of social distancing, which is something that's new to a lot of commuters. Saying that 1.5 meters distance between yourself and the person in front of you or behind you, so that you actually start to understand the importance of avoiding the close proximity with no protection. And I believe this will go a long way helping people on the public transport to stay safe. It's very effective with the buses. We are continually reinforcing the message on the taxi rank and in the taxi industry. You know, it's not 100% there yet, but we're very close. And I think that what we have to do is just keep reminding our employees, our staff, our kids, that it's for their own good that they do that, and I think that will help
them to succeed. That's true. Thank you very much. That, of course, was Alderman Felicity Purchase. Thank you for joining us today.
That's really good.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.